When one thinks of more recent Cuban music practitioners, names like Ibrahim Ferrer, the late Arsenio Rodriguez, Perez Prado, Benny Moray, and Omar Portuondo would likely be among them. The name Nat King Cole, iconic U.S. jazz pianist and singer, probably would not.
Ansiedad de tenerte en mis brazos, musitando palabras de amor. Ansiedad de tener tus encantos y en la boca volverte a besar.
Cole once said to know Havana was one of my dreams. Now that I know it, just imagine, it's the cradle of music and show. Completely taken, Cole would dip his musical toe into the deep sea of popular Cuban music making its way ashore on the U.S. mainland. But first, he needed to go to Cuba.
Tal vez esté llorando mis pensamientos.
The infamous Tropicana Club in Havana, Cuba, is where the narrative begins. The Tropicana, known worldwide for its voluptuous cabaret shows and big bands, became a destination for mobsters, movie stars, and talented musicians like Nat King Cole, who from 1956 to 1958 performed three times at the Tropicana. Reportedly, he was the highest-paid performer who at one time held a 30-week contract, the longest in the club's history.
Hasta tu oído llegue la melodía salvaje y el eco de la pena de estar sin ti.
In 1958, Cole recorded an album in Spanish called Cole Español in San Miguel Studios in Havana, where 40 years later, the Buena Vista Social Club would do the same. Cole's album was so popular in Latin America, as well as in the U.S., that two other similar albums followed in 1958 and 59.
Ansiedad de tenerte en mis brazos. Musitando palabras de amor.
Nat King Cole left a significant musical imprint at the Tropicana, which opened the door for other African-American singers from the U.S. In Havana, influences from American popular music, especially jazz, by way of the radio, became popular as well. It's no wonder on the U.S. side that Cuban music with its Afrocentric rhythmic texture would appeal to American jazz musicians, particularly in light of America's big band era that, in return, helped shape Cuban music in the 1940s and 50s.
Soñar. Quizás esté llorando al recordarme. Estreche mi retrato con frenesí. Y hasta tu oído llegue la melodía salvaje y el eco de la pena de estar sin ti.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.